Welcome to Capital Baptist Church. Welcome to our brand new teaching series entitled Unshakable, Standing Strong When Things Go Wrong. We're so glad you're here today. And right now, I'd like to ask you to open up your Bible to Matthew chapter 7. If you don't have a Bible, there's probably one right there in front of you. And you're welcome to use that today. You're also welcome to keep it if you'd like to have that Bible. But open up a Bible to Matthew chapter 7. And in just a little bit, we're going to read verse number 24. I also want you to go into your program, pretty much pull everything out of your program. Because in the sermon day, unlike most weeks, we're going to pretty much right now in the sermon use pretty much everything that's in your program. But the main thing to first identify today is what I call the study guide. Now, for you all that are new to our church today, this is a tool that we provide pretty much every time I speak. And so it's going to help you to get more out of the message. There's some blanks to fill in. If you'd like to fill in the blanks, that's fine. You don't have to or whatever. But you do want to try to keep it close to you because I'm going to be referring to it. I'm going to be looking at it myself, and we'll get a lot more out of the message if we'll have that close by. So pull that out, and then like I said, pretty much pull out everything in there because I'm going to be sharing with you about the items that are in your program today. Now, today we're going to be speaking on the subject, rock solid life. Rock solid life. This is going to be a different kind of message today because what I'm going to do in this message is I'm going to explain to you what you can expect from the Unshakable Spiritual Growth campaign. And I'm going to explain to you what you can do to get the most out of this opportunity. So this is going to be a little bit different style of message today. It's going to be kind of an orientation message, and I'm going to walk you through what we're going to be doing, how we're going to be doing it. I'm going to be inviting you to join in. I'm going to be inviting you to get involved in this campaign. And so thank you for being here today for our opening message in our spiritual growth campaign called Unshakable. And again, we're talking today about rock solid life. Now let's begin in the introduction where I write this. What storms in your life are shaking you? Now I want you to take a moment and reflect on that a little bit. Right now, okay, today, what storms are shaking you? What are you going through in life? Now let me explain something to you about storms. You are either coming out of a storm, or you're in a storm, or I hate to break this news to you today, you're getting ready to go into a storm. Because that is what life is like. Life is pretty much moving from one storm to another. And sometimes we have more than one storm that we're dealing with in life. What are you going through right now? Reflect on that. Think about that today. What is going on in this period of your life, this season of your life? The storms of life will cause you to fall unless you build a rock solid life. Now listen, you do not have a choice about whether you go through storms in life. You don't get that option. It is required of life to go through storms. And we can talk about that more about, you know, why we go through these storms. But here's the point. You have a choice of what happens to you when it comes a time of a storm in your life. And you have a choice, and that choice is you can either stand strong when things go wrong, or you can fall. You can either stand strong when things go wrong, or you can fall. Now, the goal of the spiritual growth campaign is that we might stand strong. In fact, the goal of this campaign is that we might share the testimony of a man in the Bible. His name was David. David. I don't know if you ever heard of David or not, but he was one of the great leaders in the Bible. And in Psalm 40, verse 2, this is his, what I would call, testimony. This is him talking about his life. And he says, "He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps." Now, David's talking about storms he faced in life, and he described it as a horrible pit. And you might be in one of these horrible pits right now. You might be going through some of the things that we're going to be talking about in this teaching series. And it's horrible what you're facing right now. Very difficult what you're going through in life right now. But notice David says, and I love the word out. He uses it twice. He, who's the he? That's God. God brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And listen, this is what he says. He set my feet upon what? A rock. He set my feet upon a rock. This is what we want to see happen. We want to see ourselves firmly planted on, listen, a rock, solid rock. And we want God to establish our steps, to help us to walk in life with confidence, to help us walk through life with authority. We want to have this same testimony as David. Now, during the unshakable, and I want you to underline these three words, spiritual growth campaign. Now, it's really, really, really important that you understand this is much bigger than a teaching series. The teaching series that you're going to be part of in the auditorium here is just one slice of what we're doing. This is a spiritual growth campaign. Now, to give you some background, a while back, we as a church decided that in the fall season, we were going to have a spiritual growth campaign like Unshakable. We were going to pull out all the stops. I mean, we were going to do everything we could to pull out all the stops to help people grow, to help people experience tremendous spiritual growth. We started out with a campaign. We called it Come On, Get Happy. Then we did one called Yay Marriage, Yay Marriage. Then we did one called Choose Joy, Choose Joy. And then last year, we did one called Wise Up, Wise Up. And now this year, our spiritual growth campaign is Unshakable, Unshakable. It is a spiritual growth campaign. It is not just a series of messages, sermons, or whatever. It is a spiritual growth campaign. Now, every time when we do this, we have a focus. There's something we're trying to accomplish. There's something we're trying to help people to do. And this year, our focus is on how to stand strong when things go wrong. How to stand strong when things go wrong. Okay, again, we don't have a choice about things going wrong. Things are going to go wrong. We don't have a choice. There's no getting out of it. You can wish it was different, but it's not going to be different, okay? Just step up and realize, hey, life is not easy, okay? Life is not easy. But we do have a choice on whether we stand or fall. And our prayer, our hope, our desire, our utmost goal for this spiritual growth campaign is that we together will learn how to stand strong when things go wrong. How to stand strong when things go wrong. Now, this will be a teaching series as far as part of it is a teaching series. There is going to be a teaching series, okay, that we're going to do. And basically, this series is going to focus on what I'm calling the top storms of life that will shake you. I'm going to explain in a little bit why I'm saying these are the top storms. There's a good reason I'm saying these are the top storms, okay? Now, I'm not going to read down through that list there, but you can look at them, and you probably can identify at least one that you're facing right now. Maybe more than one. Or you can identify one that you just came out of. Okay? It's all part of life. These are top storms that us as people go through in life. And so we're going to be walking through this. You can look ahead and see the different topics and things that we're going to be dealing with in the future. These are tough times. They are tough times. These are tough times to live in today. Come and hear these messages and discover how the Bible can help you to be unshakable. Now, today we're going to read one verse. It's Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Now, every week we're going to have a key verse, and we're going to put it on a card. And you'll notice the key verse for next week is in your guide right there, and I'll say more about that a little bit later. But there's a key verse of the key verses, okay? There's a key verse for the whole campaign. There's a key verse every week, but there's a key verse for the whole campaign. And that key verse is a card that is put into your book there, okay? You'll see the key verse for the campaign actually inside of your book there. But I want to read it now. It's Matthew 7, verse 24, where Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever, listen, hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." Now, this statement is made at the close of one of the most famous sermons ever preached. I don't know if you ever heard this sermon or not. It was called the Sermon on the Mount. Maybe you've heard that. Maybe you haven't heard that. Okay, it was called the Sermon on the Mount. You say, why was it called the Sermon on the Mount? Because it was Jesus. He gave a sermon, and he stood on a mountain. So there you go. That's deep, okay? The Sermon on the Mount. And it's Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6. Listen, Matthew chapter 7. At the end of chapter 7, as he, what I call, draws the net, okay? You know, he calls for a decision. You'll notice when I speak, I call for a decision. I say, here is a next step, or here are some next steps. That's how Jesus taught. That's how Jesus preached. I'm all about helping you on Monday. I care very little about helping you on Sunday. Okay, you all look like you're doing real good this morning, from what I can tell, okay? Except the couple I saw fighting out there in the parking lot. Yes, I saw you. Anyway, okay? And about 15 of you said, he saw us. I didn't see you. I'm teasing you, okay? But what about tomorrow at 2 o'clock? That's what I'm aiming for right there. What about Friday? You know, what about this week? You know, I'm all about equipping you for life, real life. And Jesus is wrapping up this sermon, and he says, therefore. See the word therefore? When you see the word therefore in the Bible, you need to ask, what's it there for? He says, because of chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, therefore, because of all this, here's what you ought to do. He says, whoever hears these sayings of mine, God's word, not just the Sermon on the Mount, all of Jesus' sayings, all of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on what? The rock. The rock. Rock solid life. Let's go to page 2 of our notes and let's dig in. Let's talk about what it takes to have a rock solid life. Now, I'm going to walk you through this guide here. I'm going to guide you through the guide. And again, this is going to be a little bit different sermon than you're used to, okay? This is kind of a, okay, here's what you can expect from this campaign, and here's how you can make the most out of it. Today, I'm going to explain to you, okay, what it takes to have a rock-solid life. What do you need to do to say, okay, I want to be unshakable. I want to stand strong when things go wrong. How can this spiritual growth campaign help me to accomplish that in my own life? Well, here are three things. Three things. Number one, the first thing is this. You need to know the plan for unshakable. You need to know the plan for unshakable. There is a plan. There is a plan. And I want to go through and I want to explain this plan to you, okay? But the ultimate plan is 2 Peter 3:18, but grow. Circle the word grow. There it is. There's the plan right there, okay? We want us to grow. 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 We want us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. We want this to be a spiritual growth campaign. A spiritual growth campaign. This is to be a time where God grows us in a major way. We want to see God do great things. We are pulling out all the stops to help us grow. We're all about growing as a church because our purpose is to lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. But you know what? This is a special time to accomplish our purpose. We want to just really, really put ourselves into this and to help us to grow. Now, this campaign's for every purpose, every person, rather, in our church and community. If you are here today for the first time, we want to welcome you, because this is not just for people in our church. This is for our community. We want people in our community to come and be part of Unshakable. And we're using, underline these words, the power of alignment. The power of alignment. We're using what I call the power of alignment at three different levels. Now, I want to walk you through these levels, and here's the deal. You're going to get out of this whatever you put into it. You're going to get out of this campaign whatever you put into it. Listen, all I can do and all our team can do, our leadership team can do, is we can make this available to you. And we have spent many, many hours working on this plan. Okay, lots and lots of energy has gone into this plan. And it is a three-level plan, and here it is. It's available to you, and then you got to decide, listen, what you're going to do. And you're going to get out of this whatever you put into it. Keep that in mind. All right, what's the first level? The first level is what I call the individual level, meaning you, okay, by yourself. There's three things. Number one, we're giving you the book Unshakable. We're giving you the book Unshakable. Now, let me explain to you the tremendous value of this book, okay? There's a background to this book that you need to understand that can help you. Okay, my friend Nelson, who's a pastor, he and I are very, very close friends. And what he did, like our church, we have what we call ours the connection card. Different churches these days, most of them these days have something like what we call the connection card. They might call it something else or whatever, but it's a way to for people to respond, okay? And what my friend Nelson did was he collected thousands of these cards. He kept them for a long, long time. And the purpose was he wanted to figure out what were the top storms that people faced. In other words, he wanted to look and say, okay, you know, people write down their illness. Okay, I'll get a bunch of cards today. Somebody's sick or whatever. Having trouble with my marriage, pray for my marriage, okay? Having trouble with my finances, pray for my finances. I mean, I get these cards every single week, all right? And you know what? Nelson, at his church, he gets these same types of responses. And so he took these thousands of cards and categorized them. And out of that project, he came up with this book. So that this book directly addresses the top storms that we go through in life. And that's why it's going to be such a tremendous value to you, because right now you might look and say, okay, you know, my family's doing really well, so I'm not going through a storm in that area. But guess what? You know, wait till your kids break your heart. You're going to need this book, okay? You're going to need that chapter. And this is going to be kind of a go-to book that you're going to want to keep around, okay? And when you're facing some of these things, you lose a loved one, you experience a death of somebody you care about, whole chapter on death. You know, whatever it might be. So understand how this book is put together. Secondly, in the individual level, is what we call the growth guide. The growth guide. Now, a sample of the growth guide, or this week's growth guide would be a better way of saying that, is in your programs right here. I want you to pull this out. Now, you will not see this anywhere else. No other church has this growth guide, okay? This is all designed in-house right here at Capital Baptist Church. We believe in what we call sermon-based small groups, where our pulpit ministry, our teaching ministry in here is totally connected to our small groups. And the small groups deal with what I deal with here, okay? And part of what helps resource that and facilitate that is what we call the growth guide. The growth guide. Now, this is normally, for our newcomers, this is normally not in your program, okay? We don't put it in there every week, okay? There are three places to get this. Number one is in the lobby, okay? You can be right there at the small booth kiosk in the lobby. They're sitting there. Number two is online. You can get it at our website, capitalbaptist.org. Number three, and the best place to get it, is in a small group. In a small group. Go to a small group, and they will distribute it to you, okay? That is the best place to get one, but there are two other ways if you choose that. Now, in this campaign, there will be a quote on the front from Unshakable. Okay, it's always going to be on the front there, kind of a good quote that kind of gets you thinking. So next week is lack of purpose. Isn't that a big one? Okay, how often do we feel like, why am I here? I feel like my life has no purpose. I don't feel like I have any direction in my life. I mean, this is a big storm that all of us experience in our lives. And so that's what we're going to be dealing with next week. Now you go inside, there's a daily assignment. Every Monday in the campaign, the assignment is going to be to read the chapter for the week. Now, we are not going through this book chronologically. I know that's a big word. It means from beginning to end, okay? I hate to use big words, you know, but I have to impress you every once in a while, okay? We are going through this. I've carefully, like I said, I've read this three times myself, okay? And I've crafted this to my feelings about what's going on in the culture, because there's lots of holidays and seasons in the fall, things like that. So I moved some things around here, okay, or whatever. We're going to be on chapter 3. That's for this week, okay? Every Monday, well, you can also pick it up because at the top it says lack of purpose, or just look at the sermons, okay? There's all kinds of ways to know how we're going to read it, okay? It's right there on the list there, on the front there. It's on our website, okay? Just follow along, okay? But next week is chapter 3, lack of purpose. So every Monday, we're going to tell you to read that. Now, these chapters are not very long, okay? They are just, you know, several pages. It won't take you all that long. If you need more time to read it, that's fine, okay? And then every day, there's also scriptures to read, short passages, and then some questions to consider and to think about. We call this the growth guide. We are providing you the growth guide. Number three is the key verse card. The key verse card. Inside of your guide there, your sermon guide, is the card for this week. Now, the card in the book, I know it's a little bit confusing, okay? Got to be smart to come here, okay? The one in the book is the key verse of the key verse, okay? It's the key verse for the whole campaign. This key verse is for this week. Now, this is important for a lot of reasons, but I'm telling you, the number one reason is my sermon is going to be based on the key verse. Okay, now, wake up now. Follow along with me, okay? This is a lot different, okay? I've spent hours thinking about this, okay? So bear with me, okay? All right, the growth guide is going to be tied to the chapter in the book. Okay, so the growth guide is going to be linked to the chapter in the book. The key verse is going to be linked to the sermon. Now, just so you know where the key verse comes from, the key verse is at the beginning of every chapter. At the top of every chapter, he has a verse. Rarely, I think almost never, does he ever talk about the verse in the chapter. But he puts it up there for be pretty. I don't know why I put it up there. Okay, but the point is, okay, I'm going to do a whole message on the key verse. So next week, the key verse is James chapter 1, verse 5. There it is on the card, okay? Now, the goal would be for you to actually memorize this verse. At a minimum, become very familiar with it. Just think about it. If you spend all week just meditating on this, thinking about this verse, and you come in here, your heart is prepared, and then you hear my message, do you understand what kind of life change can come from that experience? But if you come in here cold, you know, you'll get something out of it, don't get me wrong, but think about how much more you could get out of it if you just take the little card and you just go through it, okay? And put it somewhere where you'll see it, review it maybe five times a day. If you do that five times a day, most of us can actually memorize it if we do it every day and review it five times a day. Now, these are the individual level. These are things you got to do. I can't do it for you. I can't make you do it. You can blow off all three of them. You can do one of them. But you're going to get out of this whatever you put into it. It's up to you. You're going to have to decide what you want to get out of this, okay? you want to be a little bit shaky, just blow it off, okay? If you want to be a lot shaky, blow it off even more, okay? Go through life shaking all over the place or whatever. Help yourself, okay? Yeah, then ask me to pray for you. I'm not going to pray for you. I'm going to say, get with it on the campaign. I will pray for you. I'm just teasing on that, okay? I will pray for you. I promise you I will, okay? Okay, number two, the congregational level. Now, this is what we're doing right now. We're together as a congregation. This is the big group. And again, there's going to be 12 sermons. I promise you I will be thoroughly prepared every week. I promise you I will spend many, many hours preparing these messages. Do your best to show up, okay? If you miss, you can go to capitalbaptist.org. There's a tab there that says listen to the message. Hit that tab. The study guide is right there. But here's the deal. You want to try to be here, and I'll talk about that more later, okay? So there'll be 12 sermons, including today's sermon. Number three is the group level. We're providing what we call small groups. Honestly, I think I'm going to start calling these growth groups because it's a better name than small groups. But anyway, that's for later on, okay? I believe life change happens best in a small group. Now, we have about 70 different types of small groups in our church. But we have a list of small groups that are going to be focused on unshakable. These will be the sermon-based small groups. Now, pull this out. You'll notice that most of them are on Sunday morning, okay? And that's by design. Number one, it's convenient. You're already here. Number two, we have a children's program. For you parents, our children's programming is designed assuming people are going to stay both hours. Okay, it's all designed assuming you're going to be here for both. So don't worry about your kids. It's already organized. It's laid out. It's going to be totally two different things for them. The idea is if you come to this service, 9:30 service, you would then go to an 11 o'clock small group. You say, well, I don't want to do that. Okay, is anything during the week? Well, we are going to offer one during the week. It's going to be on Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights. So there's a list of them there and where you can come and you can connect with other people and you can deal with unshakable. You can talk about it. You can ask questions. You can share your experiences. You'll get so much more out of it by getting into a small group because life change happens best in a small group. So this is the plan. The plan is to offer you three different levels, the individual, the congregational, and the group levels, okay? Imagine the impact in our lives if through this campaign we all learned how to be unshakable. Man, just imagine that. Just imagine our lives being so much different in this area. So number one, rock solid life, know the plan. Number two, apply the passage for unshakable. Now, we read the key verse of the key verses, okay? But now let's talk about the passage. Let's talk about the context of the passage. Like I already told you, this is the end of one of the most famous sermons ever preached, that Jesus preached, and it's called the Sermon on the Mount. And as he came to the end of that sermon, he said, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man," circle that, wise man, "who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man," circle foolish man, foolish man. You got the wise man, you got the foolish man, "who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was the fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." Now let's walk through this. You got two different types of people. Okay, you got the wise person and you got the foolish person. So you fit into one of these two categories based on this passage. You got the foolish person and you got the better choice would be the wise person. Now the wise person and the foolish person have two things in common in this passage. Number one, they both hear the Word of God. They both heard the Word of God. You're getting to hear the Word of God. You're going to hear the Word of God in this teaching series. You're going to get God's Word. I promise you that. You're going to get God's Word. Number two, they both faced a storm. They both went through a storm. And again, you don't have a choice. You don't have an option. You're going to face storms. It's just, life is going from one storm to another, okay? And you get very little break in between. They both face storms. That's the similarities. That's the things they have in common. But the things that they don't have in common is what we need to focus on as we look at these two different people. What do they not have in common? Well, the biggest thing they don't have in common is the wise man obeyed what Jesus said. The wise man obeyed what Jesus said. The foolish person only heard what Jesus said and never obeyed. Never obeyed. They both had very different outcomes. Because of what they did with the Word of God. One obeyed, one disobeyed. But there were very different outcomes. And the outcomes were the one who obeyed, stood on a solid rock. A solid rock. And listen, they did not fall. They did not fall. But the foolish person who only heard what Jesus said and disobeyed, when the storm came, they fell. And boy, look at those words. And great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. You cannot order your finances the way God's word says to, but you're going to fall. Your finances are going to fall, okay? You can go through any of this list here, okay? Any of this list here. Okay, the things we're talking about. The Bible has lots to say about the things we're going to talk about. Okay, but guess what? Your finances are going to go through storms. Now, if you're ordering things, I'm just giving you this illustration, okay, just to help you understand what it says, okay? If you order things according to God's word, guess what? You're going to be able to stand through those things. You're going to be able to stand through those things. But if you do things through human effort, your way, not God's way, when the storm comes, you're going to fall, and great's going to be the fall. Great is going to be the fall. Now listen, do you want to be a wise person or a foolish person? Does anybody want to be a fool? Okay, please raise your hand, okay? We'd like to recognize you today. We'd like to welcome you to Capital Baptist Church. This is not real complicated here, is it? Okay, he's a great storyteller. You know, I'm not a good storyteller. I wish I was, okay? I don't tell stories. Any joke I tell, I just think about it right in front of you, okay? Anytime I used to get these joke books, the pastor joke books. I'm a terrible joke teller, whatever, okay? I quit doing that years ago, okay? But I can make up stuff on the fly. It's pretty decent. Okay, anyway. At least my daughter Sarah likes it. Anyway, moving forward here, okay? Apply the passage for unshakable. Decide you are going to be wise. Decide you're going to obey the words of Jesus and the Word of God, okay? The whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation, okay? Decide you're going to obey. Apply the passage. Let's go to number three, okay? So know the plan. Here's the plan to grow. Here are the three levels and what you got to do on each level. That's the plan. It's been presented to you. It will be prepared for you week in and week out. Number two, the passage. Apply the passage, meaning obey the Word of God. Number three, do the practices. Do the practices of unshakable. Okay, these are best practices. Okay, these are best practices. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Now, folks, listen. This time is going to go by real fast. Real fast. We're going to be done with this before we know it. We don't have long to take on such a major project. I mean, to learn how to stand strong when things go wrong, that is a major undertaking. We don't have long to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. And I just want to say to you, whatever your hand finds to do when it comes to unshakable, do it with your might. Do it with your might. Listen, give it your all. Give it your best. Now, right now, I want you to take out that Capital Connection card, and I'm going to walk through with you the four best practices. And I'm going to encourage you today to check any of these that you're willing to do, okay? If you're willing to do any of these four, I want you to check the 1, 2, 3, or all four that you're willing to do. And say, these are going to be next steps for me, okay? Let me walk you through them. Number one, commit to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Commit to be a follower of Jesus Christ. In other words, today maybe you're here and you are not a follower of Jesus. It begins with a decision to follow him. And in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth, what? The Lord Jesus. Lord means head of your life. Where he's the head and you are a follower. Where you are a follower of him. And the Bible says you got to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You got to tell him, I want you to be the head. I want you to be the Lord of my life. And I want to follow you. And at the same time, you need to believe, that means trust in your heart, that God raised Jesus, him, from the dead. And listen, you'll be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from what? Saved from hell. The one and only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Because he's the one that came to this earth. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned one time. He suffered for our sin, not his sin, our sin. The Bible says he was nailed to a cross as payment for your sin. What's the payment for sin? Hell. He paid for your sin. He died so you wouldn't have to die. And he was buried, and listen, on the third day, he rose from the grave. It says you got to believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you will be saved. And so, number one, would you like to, first of all, commit to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Would you like to do that today? I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray and ask him to be that in your life in just a little bit. Number two, continue attending this series each week as much as possible. What I'm saying to you is, okay, you know, if you got to work, you know, try not to, but if you got to work, you got to work, okay? You know, if you really are sick, you can't help that, okay? You might want to read the chapter on illness when you're sick and missing church or whatever, okay? If you got to go out of town for something, all that's understandable, okay? But I'm saying right now, will you get out of bed and get here, okay? Will you say, okay, I'm going to do everything I can to order my world so I can be here as much as possible. In other words, I'm going to make an intentional thing that I'm blocking out Sunday morning to be at Capital Baptist Church to hear the message for that week on Unshakable. Would you be willing to say that right now? Decide beforehand. Not, well, we'll see what's going on. What are my choices? Anything better going on or whatever? No, there's nothing better going on, okay? Will you make that commitment today? I will, okay? Say, well, you're supposed to. Well, I guess I am. I don't know, okay? I guarantee I'd be here either way, okay? Number three, complete the weekly growth guide and key verse. Will you say right now, okay, I'm going to do the growth guide. It doesn't take long. It's designed for busy people. It's actually designed for people. Some of you do other things, okay, in the Bible. This is designed to add to that, okay? It's very, very simple. Doesn't take long, but it makes a big impact. I call it being a self-feeder, feeding yourself the Word of God, using your growth guide. Will you take the key verse and become familiar with it and even go to the point of trying to memorize it? Will you do that? If so, check that box there. Number four, contribute fully to a small group. Would you be willing to say, okay, you know, I'm going to give this an opportunity here. I'm going to check this thing out. Now listen, growth is what you can expect to happen when you go to a small group because it's a different environment. It's an environment where you're with other people, you're hearing about their experiences, they're sharing with you how this stuff fits into their life. It's a place where people can support you, they can pray with you, they can help you, where you can, and listen, you can help them, you can pray for them. It's a place where your name is known, where your needs are known. It becomes like a family, okay? It's a place where you can connect. Now listen, I don't normally do this. Okay, but I am going to personally go out to the lobby. I'm going to stand at that unshakable display out there. And I, Steve Reynolds, am going to be available personally to help you get into a small group. I had several people come to me after 8:15. They're in small groups today. If you would like to come see me, I will be right there. Come and see the lead pastor of Capital Baptist Church, and he will assist you, okay? Because I want to help you, okay? I want to help you. And I'll help you understand this little sheet and how that might fit in to your life. So these are four best practices, And I would love to see you do all four, but you do whatever you think you should do, and you decide how shaky you want to be in your life, okay? Because that's really what it comes down to. You're deciding, I like to be a little shaky. I don't want to go all the way. This thing, I don't want to be a nut. I mean, you know, I like a little crises in my life every once in a while. It's fun or whatever. Okay, that's fine. I know some of you are addicted to crises. Okay, I mean, you just love them or whatever. Okay, I'm not. I don't. I like to stand on the rock. Okay, I like to stand on the rock, and so we want to help you do that. Okay, we want to help you do that. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for your awesome word. Help us to be doers of that word, and not just hearers. In Jesus' name, amen.